12 remaining contestants on ITV's Dancing on Ice will be skating together on the same show for the first time tonight. And among them, in a very brightly coloured top, will be our own and Radio 1's Comedy Dave Vitti. Hello, Dave.
Morning, Philip. Morning, Anna.
Hello, Dave.
How are you?
Very well. You're on your way to training at this early hour of the morning. Now, in fact, it's not early for you, is it? This is a lie-in for you.
Well, it would have been had I not been away for something, trying to sleep. And I'm lying there in bed going through every single step of my routine for tonight and trying to remember, then confusing myself. So I've been up for a while, but it's an early start on a Sunday. People think that we probably just rock in at about 5 o'clock and do it, but we have rehearsals and dress rehearsals and all sorts. So I'm just on my way now, and call time is 8:30.
So let's be clear about this, Dave. When I saw you last week, that was rehearsed.
Yeah, it was heavily rehearsed. Believe it or not, they dressed me as some kind of camp rainbow fire. Which I think was to try and detract away from my footwork and my slightly jerky, awkward movement.
Yeah.
But it was rehearsed of sorts. It's a totally different feel tonight. It's a lot more dancey. I mean, obviously, Phil, you know me as being a dancer from our days at college.
Well, that's right. I mean, I should explain that Dave and I were at university together.
Yeah.
And Dave was. Well, he was very much the Bez of our university.
That's a bit harsh. Dave, I saw you described somewhere this week as the new Todd Carty. That's got to be really special.
Yeah, special.
The new Tucker.
Special's the word. Do you know what? Some people think that I should be offended by that. I'm not at all. I think Todd Carty was so entertaining last year that actually I'm quite happy. If I can be, if in a couple of weeks' time I can be Todd Carty with slightly better feet, then I'll be doing all right. I don't mind that at all, because everybody in the show's got to have a little niche. So far, my niche seems to be that of the awkward one with the jerky movements.
Dave, listen, be honest, just between you and I, right?
Yeah.
I got the impression last week that you were taking the mickey a little bit, and you're not altogether that competitive. Would I be right?
I am quite competitive. You see, the thing is, Phil, is that obviously from my days of studying drama many years ago, this was a character piece last week, so I had to get very much into the character of the robot-like doll.
I understand.
That was what I was trying to portray as a method dancer and actor. I'm a bit competitive. I kind of think that if I've been training like I have been since October, and it's been taking over that much of my life, I think, you know, if you're going to do this show, you might as well give it a good go. So I'd love to do well in it. I genuinely would. But, you know, I'm having a laugh and I'm enjoying it, and I'll just stay in as long as I can.
Dave, I don't want to take anything away from your training or all the effort that you've put in.
But
being a girl, can I ask, what are you wearing tonight? Because that's the thing I'm really interested in. I'd like colour, level of sparkle, tightness, all the details.
Well,
are you allowed to reveal that in advance?
No, do you know what? I don't think I am, Anna, in all fairness.
Oh, Dave.
I would happily tell you. In fact, do you know what? I'll tell you off the air after this, because I think I might get in trouble. All I can say is that it's an entirely different look to last week. It's not as bright, but I think it's got a certain air of sophistication. I think you'll be impressed. I think maybe you'll see a different side to me. I mean, after all, you saw every side of me last week, including what I had for my tea. But I think it'll be a slightly different feel tonight.
Dave, top man, good luck, mate. I hope it goes well for you. It's nice to see you doing it.
Thanks so much, mate. See you soon.
See you soon. Take
care.
Cheers,
Anna. Bye.
Cheers. Dave, Comedy Dave Vitti. I wasn't genuinely at university with him. I saw him stumble out of a bush once.
Did you really?
I can't explain how he got into the bush in the first place, but that is true.